Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022. After proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Rene Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Rene's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Rene by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Gold, jewels, and the promise of fortune. There are hidden treasures all around the world just waiting to be discovered by adventurous hunters. The stories on this list chronicle some of the most enigmatic fortunes hiding out there. These are the five most mysterious treasures around the world. Number 5. Oak Island Money Pit. Considered one of the last great unsolved mysteries in the world, the Oak Island Money Pit in Nova Scotia has baffled many people since 1795. During that year, a young man named Daniel McInnes found a shallow depression on Oak Island. Intrigued, Daniel, together with two friends, began digging, hoping to find what was underneath. The trio uncovered flagstones after several feet. Then about 10 feet down after that, they found a tier of rotten logs. They dug another 15 feet and realized they were digging through a man-made shaft. Eventually, they grew tired and agreed to look for help, but no one was interested, and so the possible treasure cache below lay dormant for many years. Eventually, the eldest of the trio bought the land, ensuring at least that if there was treasure, it would belong to them. The next expedition came in 1803, when Simeon Linz took over and established the Onslow Company, which was designed to retrieve the treasure on Oak Island. They began digging in 1804, and like their predecessors, they noticed markings on the clay walls, and every 10 feet, signs that wooden timbers had been removed. Once they hit 25 feet, they were in unexplored territory. They continued on until hitting something solid. It was a layer of timber, but this time with charcoal sprinkled over it. 10 feet later, they came to another set of timber, this time with a sap-like substance covering it. Another 10 feet and another set of timbers, but this time a series of coconut shells covered it. This was surprising since coconuts, after all, are not native to the island or in Canada at all. It's believed it might be from the Caribbean, because during long sea voyages, coconut husks were used to keep precious cargo safe. The company continued digging deeper, and at 90 feet they discovered a strange stone tablet with unusual symbols. This mysterious tablet would not be deciphered until the 1860s, when Professor James Leachy decoded it, and it supposedly said, 40 feet below, 2 million pounds are buried. As for the Onslow Company during the time, they kept digging until they hit another timber platform at 98 feet down. Tired and exhausted, they decided to poke a small hole through to see if there was treasure underneath. Satisfied nothing was there, they decided to take a rest, but the next morning, they discovered that the entire pit they had dug had filled up with water. Apparently, whatever treasure was there, and whoever buried it, had specifically set up the place to fill with water. They tried using a mechanical pump, but it failed, and so the group decided to dig a parallel tunnel into the shaft in order to reach the treasure without hitting water. However, their hopes were dashed when at 12 feet, their new tunnel also began to flood, and after this, the crew gave up. Several more expeditions were tried over the years, but were unsuccessful. Other expeditions even had worse luck, resulting in a total of 6 deaths so far in the hunt for the treasure in the money pit. Even today, no one knows whether there really is treasure on Oak Island, or if it's just a legend. If indeed there is something worthwhile, who could have put it there and why? One of the favorite lores surrounding the treasure is that it was buried by the infamous pirate Captain William Kidd. Before he died, he taunted and proclaimed he had hid his treasure and urged others to find it. Of course, this has never been proven, but many believe that Captain Kidd or not, there is something worth finding in the pit that is still waiting to be uncovered after all these years. Number 4. Forest Fen. What's one of the best ways to leave a legacy? Tell everyone you buried $2 million worth of treasure and urge them to go out and find it. That's exactly what eccentric multimillionaire Forrest Fenn has done. Fenn is a former Air Force pilot, business entrepreneur, writer, and artifacts collector. At 86, when he penned his memoir, Thrill of the Chase, he decided to stir controversy by stating he buried a treasure chest containing $2 million worth of gold and jewels in the Rocky Mountains, just north of Santa Fe. Clues pointing to the exact location of the treasure are hidden inside a poem in his book. He has also given additional hints and clues in interviews, as well as blog postings. He came up with the idea to bury the treasure when he was diagnosed with kidney cancer. At the time, he was already 80 years old and said he wanted people to go outside, explore nature, and find hope. Since his announcement, thousands have flocked to the area and analyzed Fenn's clues in hopes of making away with the loot. It's estimated that more than 60,000 people have tried their luck, but so far, no one has found anything. Despite the boom in New Mexico's tourism, there are also those who criticize him, saying the treasure is a hoax, or that it's dangerous to encourage people to go look for it. So far, at least 2 people have died in connection with the hunt. The first was 54-year-old Randy Ballou, who was last seen in January of 2016 heading to New Mexico. He was missing for 7 months until his body was eventually found and positively identified. This year, the hunt claimed another victim, Colorado pastor Paris Wallace. He was reported missing by his family members, who said he had gone to the Rocky Mountains to look for Fenn's treasure. After the deaths, police urged Fenn to stop the treasure hunt, but ultimately he decided that it must go on. Fenn cites that despite the tragedies, the search has brought people closer together, with friends and family setting out on adventures. Another man also wrote to him as well, saying that the hunt gave him hope from an impending suicide. To this day, Forrest Fenn's mysterious treasure chest still remains elusive. He says that he stuffed a Romanesque 10x10x6-inch chest with various old artifacts, coins, and jewels. Most of the clues are included in the poem if you want to check it out, but he also says that it's not located in Idaho or Utah, is not in a graveyard, and that it's not associated with any structure. Number 3. Beale Ciphers. The Beale Ciphers, or the Beale Papers, is a 3-page pamphlet containing cipher codes published in 1885. Out of all three, only one has been deciphered so far, and what it says is quite intriguing. According to the story, a frontiersman named Thomas J. Beale left behind the cipher texts in the 1820s. He met an innkeeper by the name of Robert Morris and left behind the pamphlets in a strongbox before going out mining. Over the course of several months, Morris received letters from Beale chronicling his mining expedition and providing instructions to Morris not to open the strongbox until 1832. However, soon after this letter, no word from Beale or his company came again, and the box was left in Morris's possession. Robert followed the instructions from Beale and didn't open the box until 1845. And while he tried, Morris couldn't crack the code and eventually gave the text to his friend. Although it's not mentioned which friend, it's suspected that it could be the copyright holder of the pamphlet, J.B. Ward. Ward managed to decipher the second text but could not solve the first and third. The second was translated using a substitution code, with the Declaration of Independence as the key. Translated, it mentions a hidden treasure consisting of thousands of pounds of jewels, gold, and silver, which would now be worth the equivalent of $43 million. As for the location of this lucrative treasure, the only hint found in the second pamphlet is that it's located in Bedford County, Virginia. The exact location can only be found within the first and third ciphers. However, as mentioned before, these two texts have never been figured out, despite numerous attempts. When it was first published, the ciphers caused a frenzy among those who thought they could crack the code. But over time, many believed the text could be nothing but an elaborate hoax by J.B. Ward himself. On top of that, people could not trace individuals with the name Thomas J. Beale living in the area during that time. Right now, there could be millions of dollars hidden in Virginia somewhere, but without decoding the clues left behind, it could stay hidden forever. Number 2. Saddle Ridge Gold. Discovered in 2013, the Saddle Ridge Gold is one of the biggest treasure finds in recent history. It began when a couple walked their dog one morning around their property in California. Although they've used the trail numerous times, that morning, they discovered a rusty tin can poking out from the ground. They took it home thinking it contained lead paint, but while struggling to carry it, a portion of the lid cracked open to reveal the edge of a single gold coin. They managed to discover 8 more tin cans, all filled with gold coins. There was also a can hung on a tree that was so old it had practically swallowed it completely. They also noticed a weird-looking rock on a nearby hill. It wasn't until after they found the gold that they realized these features were likely landmarks used by whoever buried the treasure. After they had recovered everything, they called the numismatics firm Kagan in California. The coins were assessed, and it showed how significant the find actually was. Apparently, it's the largest buried collection of U.S. gold coins ever found. Prior to this, The one considered the largest was a stash found by Jackson, Tennessee workers. Those coins had a face value of $4,500 and sold for $1 million. But the Saddle Ridge gold had a face value of $27,980 and an estimated value of more than $10 million. As for who or where the gold came from, that's still a question left unanswered. There are theories about the gold being the result of a theft of $30,000 by a San Francisco Mint employee by the name of Walter Dimmick. Both Kagan and the San Francisco Mint denied this because of the diversity in the face value found in the cans. Moreover, the San Francisco Mint also said they've done research if the coins were part of the theft, but concluded it wasn't. Otherwise, they would have taken actions to retrieve it. Another theory is that it was part of a loop by daring robbers. Even prominent outlaws like Jesse James and Black Bart were mentioned. Still, others believe it's nothing more than a personal stash by someone who might have distrusted leaving their money in a bank or vault. The anonymous couple who found it, referred to as simply John and Mary, have decided to sell most of the coins, together with the help of Kagan. They said they will use the proceeds to pay off their debts as well as give to charities, while keeping some of the coins for themselves as family heirlooms. Number 1. Copper Scroll Treasure. It was first discovered in the caves of Qumran in Israel. It was found alongside the scrolls that would later on become labeled as the Dead Sea Scrolls and eventually make up the Bible. However, the Copper Scroll was different from the rest. Whereas the Dead Sea Scrolls were written on papyrus and paper, this one is made and written on copper mixed with tin. It was found on March 14, 1952, and was one of the last 15 scrolls found in Cave 3 of the Qumran site. Archaeologists believe that because of its unique construction and makeup, it's likely that it was placed inside the cave at a later date compared to that of the Dead Sea Scrolls. When it was finally unrolled and translated, what it contained baffled archaeologists. Instead of a literary story, it contained directions to 64 different areas where various amounts of treasures were hidden. What's fascinating is the staggering amount of treasure it does describe. For instance, in one passage it says, 65 bars of gold lie on the third terrace in the cave of the old washer's house. 6 silver bars are located at the sharp edge of the rock, which is under the eastern wall in the cistern. Although it's difficult to pinpoint how much that would be worth today, it's likely a huge amount. As for who the treasure belonged to, many speculate that the only place capable of amassing such a huge fortune during the time was the Temple of Jerusalem. It's estimated that the Copper Scroll was placed in the cave around 70 AD, so the treasure must have been accumulated before that by the temple and then subsequently hidden away and buried prior to the Romans attacking the city around 70 AD. Even though the scroll provides a full list of the treasures, finding it is proving to be difficult and even close to impossible. Those who have tried had difficulty locating the specific areas mentioned, but there are clues. For instance, in one passage it states, Item 32. In the cave that is next to, unreadable, belonging to the house of Hakaz, dig 6 cubits. There are 6 bars of gold. Scholars have traced that the Hakaz lineage is significant because they were a priestly family with a connection to the lineage of King David. This possibly points to the fact that the treasures are indeed from the temple, but yet finding the actual place is difficult because there are no other markers. You would have to know exactly which house they're referring to, which is hard to do since this was written 2,000 years ago. On the other hand, others believe the treasure and scroll are nothing but fiction. They point to the staggering amount, saying it's impossible, even for the temple, to have had that much. But this leaves the question, though. Who would take the time to produce a costly piece of copper and write down a fictional, itemized version of a treasure if it's not real? The mere fact that it was made on a hard piece of metal means it was created to stand the test of time and shows just how important it is. so those were the five most mysterious treasures around the world. The promise of finding the ultimate treasure is always exciting. The clues pointing to these fortunes may be cracked one day, or they might not. Whatever the case, if you do go searching for it, the thrill of the hunt and promise of adventure is always guaranteed. If you like this video, then please subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell. We have new videos coming out every Saturday night for you to check out. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.